the Conference Committee on House Bill 50 and 51 back to order. When we last left off, we allowed the Division of Vice Finance to do a run to make sure there were no technical problems with the bill before we signed it and reported back to our respective bodies. They did, as we expected, find a couple of technical changes. They do not require amendments at this point in time, but I do want to report them to the Conference Committee for their attention. The first relates to the Department of Commerce, Economic Development, HAWC licensing. In item 5, move appropriation from the back section to the front section. The committee deleted $5,053,200 general fund program receipts from the back section, which reduced GFPR funding to less than zero. Veg Finance revised the action to delete $5,100,600, which removed all GFPR from the component. The cause of the error was Ledge Finance's item description, which should have shown the House position at 51-6 and the Senate position at 0. The motion sheet showed the House position is 0 and Senate position is minus 51-6. The corresponding front section language, which limits program receipt expenditures, remains at the $5,053,200 figure approved by the committee. The second relates to the fiscal note for House Bill 40. Representative Corey would be relieved to know that we've already taken final action on his bill. His vote hasn't seen the House floor, Senate floor. But within the Department of Community and Regional Economic Development, Legislative Finance implemented the following fiscal note. In the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, the Office Commissioner deleted two positions and $158,600 GF. In the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, Administrative Services component deleted three positions and $196,900 GF. In the Department of Community Regional Affairs, Energy Operations component replaced 200 GF with 200 federal receipts. In the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, created an unallocated component in the Executive Administration Development Appropriation and add 175,000 GF to the contractual line for moving-related costs. These funds were identified as capital funds in the fiscal note and had no specific fund source identified. Careful reading of the fiscal note indicated that the expenditures identified as capital could be classified as operating if the fund source was intended to be GF. Discussions with legal services indicated the capital expenditures may not be appropriate under the bill title or Section 44 of HB 50, and that reclassification to the contractual line was a technical change consistent with the apparent intent of the committee. Are there any questions or comments from the conferees in relation to those two technical operations done by Led Finance? Are there any further items to come before the conference committee?
Are all the bills that are necessary to implement the budget in place? Odds are looking good.
We added, Representative Terrio, we believe we added one or two fiscal notes last night.
In the capital budget?
Yes, in the House Bill 199, we are adding almost $56,000 addition to cover the first year costs for the court system if some of the 199 passes. We added the additional money for PCE legislation, which is up in the House Finance sometime today.
I don't believe there's any other legislation that comes to mind. Ann Lee, did we cover everything that you folks saw?
Yeah, we also made an adjustment for Senate Bill 128, the storage tank.
Yeah. Right. Are there any other issues to come before the conference committee? With that, then, thank you very much. Appreciate having the opportunity to work with you this spring. And with that, we are adjourned.